Reverend Cecil Corsiato now narrates The Yoga of Love, Light and Salvation, The Everlasting Gates, No Results Without Prayer, and Faith.
The Yoga of Love. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. All the old traditions tell us that there is more than one path to the great goal, just as there is more than one road up every great mountain, and yet all roads meet at the top. Light and Salvation, Psalm 27. The 27th Psalm is one of the great treatments or meditations in the Bible. Treatment is a convenient technical term we use for scientific prayer, which is directed to the overcoming of a specific difficulty. When trouble of any kind comes into one's life, it is because he has allowed his consciousness to fall to the level where fear and limitation can reach him. The Everlasting Gates, Psalm 24. All through the Bible we are taught that the demonstration of harmony, that is, health, prosperity, and happiness, is God's will for man. Because until he has attained all-round harmony, man is not expressing God, and to express God is his destiny. No results without prayer. There is only one method of spiritual progress, and that is by the practice of the presence of God, whether we call this scientific prayer or spiritual treatment. There is no other way. Mankind is continually seeking to discover a shortcut of some kind or other, because the carnal mind is constitutionally lazy. Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. There is a good deal of misconception among students of truth upon the subject of faith. Some of those who are on the spiritual basis confuse the idea of faith with the conventional type of faith healing, which always fades into disrepute sooner or later because it cannot be relied upon to give steady results.